קוף גימל עומד א', תושמה, הקודח כלשהו חייב. Person drills the smallest hole, he's chayiv. Kishlom al Rav, merzi commander char kurto lebinyona. According to Rav, that you chayiv kodeach is mishum bone, so it's like you make a hole to make a building. Elo l'shmuel, lav gmar melachahu. The ma'aser stam making a hole, drilling a hole, is not makom patish. Where's the gmar melachah? Samar says, Hachamai askinan, de baze beramtsa de parzula, de shavke bigave, de hainu gmar malacha. Rashi, hakodeach, v'chol hakodeach, amanas lemalosu. When you drill a hole, you're going to put something into that hole. So that's not the final process. Litko bo yose, you put in a peg or a nail or something like that, or a screw. The shalola malos kori no cave. When you're doing it to leave the hole, then it's called no cave. Kodeach is drilling, is to put something into the hole. Bishlam al Rav da Omer Nekev Havi Binyan, Hainami Binyan Havi, Kosho. Right, there's also a minuscule building, the Afal Bishim Alenu, even though you're going to fill it up, Hari Hoel a Binyan, Shikodea Chachor. The Maisa drilling is part of the building process. But according to Shmuel, that Yerchayev Mishum Makibapatish, where's the Makibapatish? Where's the Gemar? You're not finishing anything. It's the opposite, it's in the middle of the process. Chor churta, kodach chor, well, Shmuel Domer no cave lav bone, who, bishlom and nekev de lul, ikal a maimer makav a patish. When you put a hole in a lul, it's makav a patish, but that because not you're not going to close it up. That you want to use for ventilation. Aval zesha omid listom lav gmar melacha, who here, regular drilling, you're going to fill up that hole. So it's not the finished, process. Where it says the baze baram to the parzla, but masmer oruch shel barzo. Right? You made the hole with a nail. You banged the nail into the wall, and at the same time you made the hole, you left the peg there. So that's what's called gemar malacha. The shafke bigave, litlos ba, to hang things on it. Shouldn't say litlos, it should say litlos. So therefore it's a gemar malacha. It's not talking where you drilled the hole and then you filled it up. But the hole was made with the peg or with the what's it called the iron thing that you were going to leave there as a hook. Okay, zeaklal lasuye mai lasuye docha kapizo bekaba. Okay, the Mishnah ends with zeaklal kolaose malacha. Where is it? Kolaose malacha malachim is kayemis b'shabes is chayiv. So what does that come to include? The zeaklal. Docha kapizo bekaba, the golem goggle, haroi lochuk bokav, right? You have a piece of wood, right? Or something that's connected to the ground that you want to build. So you hollow out or you carve out a kapizo, a small amount, in something that you could eventually hollow out a kav, right? Dovra haroi lochuk bokav. Right, it's coming to tell me that even if you build a part of what you plan to build in the end, but what you're building now is something that will last, and it's something that by itself could be considered building also, right? Even though you plan to finish it off and do more, you could do more, that you're still chayev on whatever you did. Just like if you wanted to write a letter and you wrote two letters, but you wanted to write a whole book, you're chayiv on the two letters. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hamaka Bekurnis al Hasdan. Right? Part of Maka Bepatish is also hitting the hammer on the anvil, right, while you're working. So the Chara, what did you do? You didn't hit it on the thing you're working on. Maika Ovid, what's the malach over here? What'd you do? Rabbi Yosef Damri Tavayu, if they shema amin is yodam. Right? The malach over here is that when you hit with the hammer on the anvil, you are, making your hand, your arm, more proficient in being able to hit what you're doing. You're training your hand to hit properly. So that training is considered a malach. So kashu bai v'nei rechava. Elameata chazu umnasa b'shabsa v'gomar hachinami v'chayev. Person learns a malacha on Shabbos, right? Doesn't do any malacha, he just learns how to do it, right? So he's chayiv. That's no different than training your hand to hit properly is learning the malacha, right, theoretically. So that's for sure not a malacha. Same thing over here, you didn't do any malacha. You just trained your hand for the future. Ela abaye v'rove damer tavayu, that's not a malacha. And that's not what it means. Maka b'kornis al asdan. They said it means like this. Shekem rather they tase mishkan osim kein. When you make very thin, you bang down very thin layers of metal. So since it's so thin, if there's any imperfection in the hammer, it's going to make a depression in the metal. The hammer has to be totally smooth. So every once in a while, you hit the hammer on the anvil to smooth it out. So there's nothing sticking out. There's no uneven parts on the hammer. Tanya nami hachi, Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, af hamaka b'kurnas ha'asdan, b'shas malacha, chayiv shekein merada de tasei mishkan osin kein. That was the malacha. The malacha was to straighten out the hammer. Right? Once in a while, you straightened out the hammer in order that you'll be able to make these sheets of metal very, very thin with that hammer without having imperfections in it. That's a malacha. Okay? And they used to do that in the Mishkan, too. Rashi ma'amin yodav margilam. You get your hand used to umechavnon lahakot. Right, you program your hand. What's the word I'm looking for? You train your hand. There's another word. Okay, but you train your hand to hit properly. Haru'uya l'malacha, makad gadol or makad ktana. Either you train it to make a big, heavy hit or a smaller hit. Either one needs to be trained. But the Gemara says that's not a malacha. If training would be a malacha, then learning the malacha would be a malacha too. Rather, they tase mishkan l'tzipui krashim. They made very thin layers of metal, and that's how they overlaid the things that had to be overlaid with gold. Osim kein makin gimel alatas va'achas alasdan lahachlik hakornis. They used to hit three times on the metal to flatten it down, and one time on the anvil to smooth out the hammer. Shaloyi boka hatash shudak, in order that when the metal became very, very thin, if there was any imperfection in the hammer, it would break the metal. Shudak, bale matbea bimkomein or isi osipin. I saw people who make coins do the same thing. Okay, Mishnah. Hachoresh.
What malacha is it?
Makabapa. Right, that's part of the process of finishing off the thing. No, that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that.
Okay, so that's
right. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Afa Maka the corner. Right. Ha Choresh Kol Shehu, if you plow even a small amount, Ha Menachesh, weeding, Mekarsem is taking off a tree, the shoots that aren't good. Hamizare kol shehu chayiv. All those are taking off bad things, so either that the good ones will grow, right? Or it's like weeding. It's like choresh, making the place.
Pruning.
What?
Is it called pruning?
Pruning, and some things it's called pruning. Yeah, but that's not pruning. Is mizamir. This is more a told of Choresh, you see. Hamalaket Eitzin, Im L'sakein Kol Shehein, right, if you gather wood, if you do it to fix up the tree, then Kol Shehu Yechayit. Im L'hesek, if you're gathering them for a fire, Kedei L'vashul Beit Zekal, then you need enough as for a shear to cook a chicken egg or a kezayis of a chicken egg. Hamalakit asavim, right? If you gather grasses in the sakein, if you're doing it as choresh to clear off the ground, kosher. In lebehema kamali piagdi, but if you're doing it to feed an animal, because these asavim are not fit for human consumption, they're only fit for animal consumption, then it's kamali piagdi, enough to fill the mouth of a gdi. Rashi, Mikarsein, kotseitz anofim yaveshim in ho'ilan l'sakno. You cut off dried out branches in order to make the tree grow better. Mizared, zrodim, lachim, chadoshim, shoshonazu. Right? Mizared is the opposite. They're not dried out. They're the new shoots from this year. And sometimes, panim shei merubin, there's too many of them. Umachish in ho'ilan. And if you let them all live, they'll make the tree weak. And it'll dry out. The coats in also menu. Therefore, you cut off some of the new shoots to give the tree more koach. Im l'sakin es ha'ilan o es ha'karka v'kotz etzu min ha'mechubar. If you cut these things off, either to make the ground more conducive for growing things, that's choresh, or to fix up the ilan, right? That's more noteya. That's making the thing grow better. So beitza kala, kigrogris mi beitzas tarnigolis, shikala hi levasha mi kola beitza. Right, another example. So a kigrogris from, in order to cook a grogris from a chicken's egg, which is the easiest egg to cook. It cooks the fastest. So you need less fuel. Okay. Lamais on this, what's it called? There's a machlokas here, Rashi and the Rambam, what these malachas are. From the Mishnah, it would seem like these are all toldos of choresh, since that's what we're talking about, ha-choresh kol-shehu, and these are toldos of choresh. But Rashi seems to say that some of them fix up the tree, which is not choresh, which is what's it called, which is noteya. So the Rambam shows they're all bishum choresh, and Rashi's mashma, some of them are bishum mizorei or noteya. Okay. Lamai chazi, what's choresh kol shehu? What do you accomplish? Chazi lebizra dekora, right? You've accomplished, it's a small amount of charisha will help lebizra dekora, lezroa besocha neima shel dalas, to take what's it called, one strand of a pumpkin, a gourd, right? That the seed is a small seed, and all you have to do is choresh one little spot for that seed. The afal gav the shaninu le'inyan hotzah zera gluyim shnai. Even though he said when carrying out, you only have to carry out two seeds, right? Shein adam toreah b'nei ma'achas. Person doesn't bother to carry out one seed to plant. It's too much of a bother with too little a result. Honey mile hotzah. That's only hotzah. You're not going to go to the bother of carrying out one seed. So there, the shear is two seeds. The chimapik tarti mapik ki hadavi sheino zorea achas levadi. You don't plant just one. Aval in charisha kol guma v'guma b'api nafsha avitlo. But when it comes to charisha, right? After you've planted each seed is choshed by itself in the ground. So a person's going to bother to be choresh one seed. He's not going to bother to lechatchila plant one seed and to bother to carry it out. But once he's planted the seeds, he's going to bother, even if he only can be choresh one today, it's kedai for him to go be choresh that one seed. It's already planted. So we had that before, that the gabi hotzah, it's too much of a tircha to do for a small amount, but once it's done already, you'll be matriach to take care of that one thing. Okay. Or to prepare, what's it called? You're going to carry out two seeds, but you may do the charisha for one of them today, and do the charisha of the other one tomorrow. Right? You're willing to be. It's kedai to be toreach the charisha for one seed, but it's not kedai to start carrying out one seed just to plant one seed. If you're going to plant seeds, you're going to plant more than one at a time. But once they're planted, or once you're preparing them for planting, you'll prepare each one separately. Each one is a separate thing. And the carrying, you can carry more than one. You can't be a choresh more than one at a time. So I'll do one today, I'll do one tomorrow. It's kedai for me to be choresh, right, even for one seed. But to carry them out, I'm not going to carry out less than one seed. It's not worth it. Okay. The Chavosagabi Mishkan, the Mishkan also, they would do Harisha Shekin Royal Kelech Echad Shal Samani, right? They would be Kedai to be Choresh, even one stalk of the Samanim that they needed for the dyes. Okay. Okay. Hamakars, Hamanachesh, Hamakarsim, Hamazari, Tana Rabbana. Hatolesh Ulshin. Person who rips up Ulshin is some kind of Aseth, Shekorin Crispel. So in fact, I think Ulshin is one of the kinds of murrah. So it's a grass, a plant, right? That's more like a weed. So you're weeding things. The Hamazari, Zrodim, right? Rashi, Zrodim. Min kanim hein uba'odim rakim zordim osam lemaichel adam niskashu ma'at rin lemaichel behema yavshu omdim lahasaka. It's also some kind of reed, but it's also like a weed, and therefore you should take it out to prepare the ground for planting more substantial things. So im lachila, if you rip these things out because you want to eat them, right? You want to eat the maror. You want to eat these reeds when they're still soft, like Rashi said, kegrogris. Then the shear is a grogris, the amount for eating. Im lebehema, if they've hardened a little bit and they're only fit for animal consumption, kemalei piakidi. So when you rip them out, you're ripping them out for animal feed. So the shear of animal feed is malei piakidi. Im lehesik, if they're already dried out completely and you're ripping them out to use for fuel, kedei levashel beit sakala. If you don't want them at all, you just want to make the ground fit for planting, which is harisha. Kol shehin, then any amount is chayev. Choresh, the shear is a kol shehu. Shmur says, atu kulo lo liyapo shakarka leninu. Lemaisa, in fact, you are being miyapa the karka. Right? So whatever you're doing it for, in addition, you're also being miyapa the karka. Where it says, Rabba v'yoshu kamer tavayu ba'agam shonu, talking in a swamp where you don't plant anything there. So ripping these things out is only to harvest them, but not to, what's it called, not to fix up the karka for planting, because it's not a place where you can plant. It's a swamp. Abayu omer afilu tema b'sod. Could even be talking in a field, and even though ultimately you are also preparing the ground for planting, right, b'sod et lavagam, u'kegon delon mechadim. But you're not mechavin for that. You're mechavin to take it out for food, for fuel, but not to make the ground ready for planting. Who's that according to Reb Shimon? Ain't no mechavin. You're not going to be chayiv. It's mutter. Ain't no mechavin. So you're only going to be chayiv for what you call took out the things for eating. Therefore, you need a bigger shear. Someone says, what are you talking about? Reb Shimon is molded with psikresha. Here, when you take it off, you automatically make the ground fit for planting. So you can't say in a miskaven, it's a psikresha. So automatically you're chayiv for what's it called, for making the ground nice. And the male of the shear should be a smaller shear. Right? The lotzricha de ka'ovid ba'ara de chavre. It's talking they did it in somebody else's land. So Tosa says, ba'ara de chavre is melacha shein tzricha legufa. Right, enochinami, out psikresha, out eno miskaven, you would be chayiv. But here it's worse than that. Here it's malacha shein tzricha legufa. I'm not doing the harisha for the purpose it was done in the Mishkan. I'm doing it to eat. I'm doing it to feed my animals. I'm doing it whatever. And the difference between a psikresha and a malacha shein tzricha legufa, we explained, I think, once. And the chora, every psikresha is a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Right? Because if I'm dragging a chair, I'm not doing it to make a hole. I'm doing it to drag the chair. So I'm not doing it for the tachlis it was in the Mishkan. What's the difference of that? If I dig a hole, and I have intention to dig a hole for the sake of the earth, that's melacha shein tzricha legufa, and I'm potter. But if I drag a chair that's for sure going to make a charitz, then I'm chay. L'chora, I didn't have kavana to dig the hole for the sake of the hole. I wanted to drag the chair. Why isn't every psikresha melacha shein tzricha legufa? And Reb Shimon holds that psikresha is chayiv and melacha shein tzricha legufa is potter. So one of the ways of learning, the Kesef Mishnah, I think, says that the difference is like by eino miskaven, you don't need kavana for mitzvahs. The halacha is, according to the Man Yoram, mitzvahs los ein tzrichas kavana, but if you have kavana misnagedes, if you have kavana bedafka not to be yotze, even he holds you not yotze. Right? In other words, you don't have to have kavana to be yotze mitzvah. But if you have kavana dafka not to be yotze, then you're not yotze. Okay, so same thing over here. If I'm digging a hole, I know I'm digging a hole, and I'm doing it bedafka for a different kavana, I don't want the hole, I want the earth. That's melacha shein tzricha legufa. That's kavana misnagedes. By a psikresha, I'm not thinking about the hole. I'm thinking about dragging the thing. The hole's going to be made anyway without my kavana, but not with kavana for some other purpose. I'm not even thinking about the hole at all. But it's for sure going to make a hole. That's already not kavana mismagedis. That's just not no kavana. No kavana of Shimon holes. If it's psikresha, that's like you had kavana. But where you had bedafka kavana for something else, you dig the hole. You know you're digging the hole. And you're bedafka doing it for a different tachlis than was the Mishkan. That's called lachar psikh legufa. Same thing over here. I don't care if my, what's it called, my friend's yard is fixed up. It's not mine. I don't have any any shaitas to it. So when I pick up that, the reeds or whatever, the weeds, I'm doing it not for weeding. I'm doing it because I want that thing. I don't care about the ground. So that's kavana misnageres. I'm taking this off dafka not for the ground, right? I don't care about the ground. I know that it's fixing up the ground, but I don't want that. I want dafka this thing. In my own karka, right, I'm happy that it'll make the ground well. So even though I don't necessarily have kavana for that, but I don't have kavana against that either. So that's not a malacha shein tzrich legufa. That's a regular psikreisha. But in somebody else's ground, it's already considered malacha shein tzrich legufa. The Aruch says his famous pshat over here on this Gemara, that's called psikreisha delo nichale. A psikreisha that you don't care about. You don't want, you don't need that thing. You're not happy with it, right? Either you're unhappy with it or you don't care about it. Here it's where you don't care about it. That's not a psikresha. Psikresha lo nichale, the Aruch holds is mutter. Not just that it's not chayiv. It's only us with the Rabbanan. It's mutter completely. Most Rishonim learn that psikresha lo nichale is awesome. It may not be chayiv, but it's awesome. And the Aruch learns from here that psikresha lo nichale is mutter completely. Right? And you're allowed to do a psikresha where you don't care about the result or you bedafka don't want the result. One of the two. Okay, let's go on. Rashi. Atu kulu lo liapos es akarka ninu, hari akarka misyata, me'elav. Lamaisa, if you're tearing them up for weeding purposes, lamaisa, for eating purposes or whatever, lamaisa, you're still making the ground fit more for planting. So that's what you're going to be chayiv for that also. The agam shein tzarech liapos in a swamp. Right? You don't care about making it nice. And therefore, since you don't care about it, like Tosa says, either it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, or it's a psikresha lo nichale, and therefore, what's it called? You're not going to be chayiv for that. Okay. Hakosev shtei osios, bein biyamino, bein bismolo. If you wrote two letters, whether you did it with your right hand or your left hand, whether it was what's it called, two different letters or the same letter, Aleph Beis or Aleph Aleph. Bein mishtei samonios, Rashi learns samonios, two different kinds of ink. Ink and paint, right? That's samonios, and really, according to that, the girsa should be samimonios, two different kinds of writing, inks, two different kinds of inks. There's another girsa, simonios. We'll see, it's talking about something else, not talking about what you're writing with, but what you're writing. Bechol lashon, in any language, chayv. Om Rav Yossi, lo chivu shtei osios ela mishum roshim. Rav Yossi says that the chiyuv of writing two osios is not because of writing letters. It's just because of roshim. Shekein kosten al karshia mishkan leida ezu ben zugo. Because they used to mark the kroshim to know which two go together. So they're not the right letters. They could have written Aleph Aleph so they match up, but they could have just wrote a squiggle, and the squiggle will match up. So you don't have to have a full-fledged letter to be chayiv for roshe. So if Yossi holds your chayiv, even if you just do some kind of squiggle that's not a letter, right? Any kind of mark, right? That either makes sense only to you, that's also chayiv. And the Tanakhama holds, no, you need dafka a letter. If you write a small word that's part of a bigger word, Shame Mishimon, Umishmuel. You wrote the name Shame from Shimon or Shmuel. Noach Minochar, Don Mi Daniel, God Mi Gadiel. From the Mishnah, we only know that you write not just a small word from a big word, but the small word is the same kind of word as the big word. It's a name. You wrote a small name from a big name. We don't know, though, that if you wrote a word that's not a name, right, from a big name, so you wrote, I can't think of a case, where the small word wouldn't be a name of somebody. It'd be some other word, okay? And the big word would be, would be a name. What? S from? Right, okay, yeah. S from Eti. So S is not a name, right? That's not clear from this Mishnah, you'd be chayiv in that. Here, you're mechavin to write a name, you wrote a name. You just wrote a small name from the big name. But if you weren't, you're mechavin to write a name, you wrote something else. Not a name. Even though it's part of this, maybe yes, maybe not. From Stavr, that maybe it should be chayiv. That's in the Hemshech. Okay, Rashi. Bein mishem echad, shteim alfin, two aleves. Mishtei Shemos Aleph Beis. Mishtei Samonios Achas Bidyovi Achas Besikra. One with the ink, one with the paint. The Cholashon shall call Ksavim. The Gufan shall call Umuvos. Rashi says clearly that any alphabet is Chayim Min HaTorah. Chayim. There's a Shita of the Or Zeruah. He learns different over here. The Cholashon doesn't mean what character of letters you wrote. But you wrote in Hebrew, but you wrote English, right? You transliterated it from Hebrew, right? Hello, hey, lamed vav. But you wrote Hebrew letters, but you wrote a word that means something in another language. But if you wrote the letters, the characters of other languages, it's only Asim Adrabana. That's the sheet of the Or Zeruah. The Mishnah Brura, asks a lot of kashas on that, but we see that that's not the case. And the note of Yehuda's Dokha, the sheet of the Or Zeruah completely. So it's very hard to be somich on that, to be makel, since you're writing in other letters, that it's only Durabonin or whatever. And the Mishnah says you can't be somich on that, it's for sure Duraisa. Even though there is a sheet, there's a Das Yochid. The Stechem, it brings down a lot of other Rishonim, like the Or Zeruah. That writing in characters of other languages, aside from Greek and Hebrew, those are the only two that are Duraisa. According to the Or Zeruah. And all other characters only the Rabbanah. So Stechem brings on, there are other Rishonim all like that too. The Shabura says, though, well, it's a Das Yochid, you can't be Somech on it, even as a sniff to be Makel.
What Hebrew letters?
We'll see, that's the Gemara's going to speak later, if it has to be like it's written in the Torah or whatever. Anything that B'di'evit probably would be called, well, that the Gemara's going to speak about. Okay. Not today, it's going to speak about it later. Mishum Roshim, Simin Shayu Osim Bekarshe Mishkan. They made a mark on the Kroshim, Mitneshim Afarkin also, they took them apart. They wanted to keep the Kroshim in order. Right? The one they put in the north was always in the north. The one in the south was always in the south. Because Malin Bakodesh, the ones that were closer to the west, were more Kodesh. They were closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The ones farther away were less Kodesh. Because of that, you don't have to write a letter. They weren't writing letters, they were making marks, right? Simon. Therefore, any simon, even if it's not a bona fide letter, would be chayiv too. Even though you didn't finish 100% what you wanted to do. Unlike Hotzah, right? Where the Akir and Hanach have to be where you wanted it to be. Here you did do what you wanted to do, like the Gemara said before. You wrote, you had to write the small word before you get to the big word. So you wanted to write this small word, you just wanted to continue on. So that's chayiv even for the small word. Shiniskavin litov teva gadola, the kos of niktsas. The osom niktsas, have you teva hamiskayemis makom acher. And that little bit that you wrote is something that could have stood alone by itself and remained the way that it was, right? People write those letters together, so then you're chayiv even for the when you finish the small amount. Okay, Gemara says, Bishlama, ayamin l'chayim mishum de derech sibaka. Person writes with his right hand, so that's a normal way of writing. So you're chayim. Ela a small amai, ho ain derech sibaka. For a righty, it's not derech to write with your left hand. So why should a righty be chayim for writing with his left hand? Bein b'yamino, bein b'smolo. It's shloka derech. Om rabbi yamir b'yitri yado shana. No, somebody lefty. Gemara says, "V'tavi small didayki min dekulei alma v'asmol lechayiv ayimin lo yichayiv." So for him, just the opposite. It's not the derech for him to write with his right hand. So how can it be the yichayiv both for the right and for the left, right? If it's talking about a righty, he should be chayiv for the right, not the left. If it's a lefty, left, not the right. Elam Rabbi b'shol b'shtayyad. So my person who is ambidextrous, he can write with both hands. That's what it's called. Yeah, he can write with both hands, and therefore, what's it called? He's chayiv on both hands. But ain't a chenami. A righty is potter on the left, and a lefty is potter on the right. Rav Yaakov b'rei de bas Yaakov Omar. Rav Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, right? His grandfather was also called was Yaakov, and his father, Rashi says, was not an ish hagun. He wasn't a proper person, and therefore they didn't mention him. Other places, Rashi was a goy. This wasn't a proper person. He was a goy. Right? His mother was raped by a goy. So what's it called? His father was a goy. They didn't mention the father. So they mentioned him by calling him the son of the daughter of Yaakov. It's one of the ways of referring to somebody in a ksuba or whatever, whose father was not Jewish, right? By referring to him by the grandfather, okay. Or so others say by referring to the mother's name, Ben so and so. But that's only where the mother's name is clearly a female name. Then you know it's the mother. But if it's a name that could be a zacher too, then it's, you could make a mistake and think that's his father. So you can't use the mother's name then. Okay, Rashi. Omar Hamani Rabbi Yossi, right? That this goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The Amar lo chivush teosios elamishum roshi, right? That Rabbi Yossi holds that it's the derech to be roshim, even for a righty, with your left hand. You may not be able to write letters with your left hand, but you can make a mark with your left hand, right? It doesn't take too much chachma to make any kind of mark. But since Rabbi Yossi holds it's not the letter, it's the derech to be roshim with both hands, even for a righty or a lefty. Ayimar says, Bahamad is safer Rabbi Yossi, he reishalav Rabbi Yossi. Right? It, since the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, the Sefer mentions Rabbi Yossi specifically, right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, lo chivush deyosios, this part of the mission is not Rabbi Yossi, where it says, bein b'yamino, bein b'smola. Where it says, no, kula Rabbi Yossi, the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. And just the mission explains what came before. Not an argument, just an explanation of the beginning. Ha mani Rabbi Yossi, he, de lo boi ksiva el roshe, b'alma, u b'smola roshe miyahavi. Right, even a person who can't write letters with his left hand, but he can make a roshim with his left hand. So it's a derech, right? Make a mark. If your right hand is busy, you'll make a mark with your left hand. You won't write with your left hand, right? Because you have to make it nice. But a roshim, you can make with your left hand too. So according to Rabbi Yossi, even a person who's not sholik b'shteyada, the sky of both for the yamino or smola. Om Rabbi Yehuda Motzinu. El Rabbi Yehuda shtey osios, vehein shnei shemos hu demechayim. Shtey osios, vehein shem echad lo mechayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only if you have two different letters that you're going to be chayiv, but the same letter not. V'atanya, Rashi, l'Rashi, ha'beiz osios, v'hein shnei shemos, kigon hanach denokat masnitzin, she'enam shavos, like Gad mi Gadiel and Shem mi Shmuel, two different letters, shinin ne. Ha'beiz osios, v'hein shemechad, kigon sheish mi sheishach. So from this Rashi, you see that what's it called, that even though sheish is not a name, and Sheishach is, doesn't make a difference. Since it's a small word, it's the same thing. Or Teis mi Titnon. O Chach mi Chachim. Lo Mechayim, lo Nokir Rabbi Yehuda, Chad mi Hanach. Since Rabbi Yehuda didn't say one of these cases where you wrote the same letter twice, but it's a word. And you wanted to write a bigger word that had those two letters in it, right? Mashma, that you're only Chayim if you write two different letters, but not the same letter twice. For Tanya, V'osa achas, yochal atshichtov kol hashem, right? You did one malacha. I might think you're only chayef, you did the whole thing you intended to do, the whole word. V'atshiyero kol habegen. If you wanted to weave a garment, you're not chayef until you finish weaving the whole garment. V'atshiyase kol hanapa. If you wanted to make a sieve, you're only chayef to make the whole sieve. Talmud lomer me'achas. Doesn't say achas, me'achas. You did only part of it. I think you're only chayiv, you're chayiv even if you're only one letter. Me'achas, anything from the what you intended to do. Right? V'lo oregel achut echad. You only wove one stitch. V'lo osel abayis echad benapa. You only made one part of the one row of the sifter. Talmud lomar achas. It says achas and me'achas. Ha'ketzat. Eino chayiv atshichtov shem kot mishem godol. Shem Mishimen, Mishmuel, Noach, Minocher, Don, Mi Daniel, God, Mi Gadiel. Okay? Okay, we'll leave the rest for Aryeh. See Rashi though. So here, so the Maaseh, I know that you're not chayiv only if you did the whole thing. I also know you're not chayiv if you did a part that's not roy to be called a malach. So there's some in between, right, compromise where you have to do a certain amount, right, that's considered finished by itself. Had you, people do that amount by itself, even though you intended to do more. Rashi. Achas kula b'mashma. Call Hashem, Hateva Kori Shem. A word is called a shame. That's called a shame. That doesn't mean a name. It means one word. Okay. Bayis Echo Benapa, La Acha Shahesik Nitzorin shall see, also by Rigas Orev. You make the what's it called? The vertical things up, right? And then you put the horizontal ones around, through back and forth, through the thing. That's how you make a basket. Okay? So if you made one row of the horizontal, right, you're already chayiv. Milmata, ve'echad milmala, ve'hein kuyin batim, ve'hein omdin nesashti, kederech rechivoso, ve'om made ha'ori, u'bayis echad ein meskayim. If you just make one row, it's not going to stay. It'll come out. Right? U'mishum delav chutinin who correlate bias. It's not threads. It's something more less pliable. It's like reeds or whatever to make a basket. Kamo bate nirin, she'en la bate nirin acheru. Right, this is what you're called. So in making a basket, you have to do something that will last. So one stitch around isn't going to last. So I might think you're chayiv in that. You did me achas. No, it has to be something that will last like that somewhere else. So somebody makes two things, so that's a small basket already. Tamad lomer achas shetehe malacha shleima b'makom achir. Right? At least, even though you didn't want to do this, but it's possible that people would stop there, and that would be a complete malacha. That's like shame mishimon. People write shame, even though you intended to write shimon. L'gabi beged nami shnei chutin ubenapa shnei batim shemakayim kein. You could leave it like that. People sometimes do that malacha and leave it like that. L'fishein adam orig beged biyom echad. Right, even though a person wants to eventually weave more, but you don't weave a beged in one day. So sometimes you'll do that amount that day and then continue the next day. So that's called Dover Hamaskai. Vosa Napa Basaka, same thing, you don't make a basket in one day. Umaskil, Vosa Kadekium, you do something that'll last. You don't do something that will unravel as the next day you have to do it again. So each day's work has to be something that you could have left like that, right, and it would stay. Shalom Yehei Nisra Me'ev. It won't, it's not going to come out by itself.